we, at the very least, we can, you know, we go all in and get 6 out of a possible 10 points. Like, that, with those two opponents in that mix, would you not consider that a pretty good week?
Yeah.
6 of the 10?
Yeah, I would if we could manage this thing, you know. Like, I think the way we're playing right now, we're fairly confident. We're playing pretty good. We're defending pretty good. You know, we'll focus at one at a time, but we'll have a chance in those. We've played in Boston pretty good, and Pittsburgh has given us a little bit of grief. We haven't been able to shut them down completely, but if we're able to get, well, if we're able to get, I don't know what the number is. You always try to get all three, but to do well on that road trip would be good for us. Be really good for us. That's some pretty heavy opponents.
We'll ask you about your goaltending situation, Matt. Montreal had a shutout last night. Mm-hmm. He's winning 3 in a row. Will you start him on Ottawa?
Well, likely as he would be the guy, it'd be hard not to. You know? But we're playing. We're walking into 3 games in 4 nights, and 2 of those games are 1 o'clock games in the afternoon. So, likely as. Both guys are going to play. That's likely as I can't see going with the one guy here.
How would you decide, will you look at their records against, so we'll assume that Montoya is going to play Thursday, and then you've got your weekend games to look at. Will you look at, you know, how Andre's played and Al have played against certain teams? Will you talk to Al? Is that going to decide?
Well, normally I talk with Wade Flaherty a fair bit, and he does a lot of the research. I remember the games or do some research, and that plays into it. Not always, though, not always the key, you know. You have to factor in how is that particular guy playing at this time. But, you know, I think that we have to look at who's played well in which places, and sometimes there's buildings that you go into where, for some reason, guys just don't play well in, and so you try to help them out. They don't feel good about playing there, so you just try to help them out, you know. So that's we would do some research. You wouldn't just wing it.
I think you've kind of started to, you know, you won 3 in a row here.
Mm-hmm.
And good things obviously come from that. Like, prior to yesterday's game, I thought, wow, this is such an important game. They've won 2. If they dump this one, you know, kind
right,
of
we're back to right.
How do you guard against every game having that kind of weight on it? Or is that just the situation you're in now?
Well, it is a little bit of the situation we're in. You know, we talk about consistency, or I talk about consistency, both in our team and our players. And if we could get consistent level of work, then I would be fairly happy. Kind of, the results will just kind of look after themselves. So I know the one thing, in the game last night, I didn't think we executed as well as we had in Colorado. I thought we played real well in Colorado, but when I watched the tape back this morning, we did some good things in this game last night, better than I had given ourselves credit for. We had skated way better. Our tracking, our reloads, the tracking was good. Our forecheck was good. We put the puck in the right areas. Yeah, we didn't execute all the perfect plays, but we did a lot of good things, and we worked hard. So that consistency is what I look at. And I thought we played that game pretty well. We managed to, you know, we gave them some opportunities, but our goaltender was good, and we managed to keep them right off the board. So we've given up 1 goal in 2 games, and that's pretty good. And when I watch this, we're becoming difficult to play against because of our skating and our work, our reloads and tracking, and it's difficult, you know. So that's what I watch when I watch the tape, or when I watch the games too, you know. You see that. But. So I don't know how you guard against being, you know. That game, I was very nervous in that game. I didn't feel very comfortable in that game last night for a lot of reasons, and there was no real comfort level for me. But, you know, we won the game, we pulled it off, and I think that it was good. I don't know how you guard against it. We recognize that. That game either puts you 2-1 after 3, or you go 3-0. And obviously, we wanted to be more 3-0. So the one thing we've been able to do pretty good is just to focus on the game that's in front of us. And that's helped us, I think, and kind of break down just there, just kind of play in the moment. I mean, I know as silly as that sounds,
you touched on the fact that you've had these little surges before, then mm-hmm. taking a step back. Does this one feel and look different? few.
Well, only in the way that we're playing, it feels and looks different. You know, I think that the one thing is that we've played in a lot of one goal games, and you have to recognize that. You know, we're on the edge. Are we going to be able to string together some games? Well, they're all real close, so, you know, we have to be real good, and we need a lot of guys performing. So, you know, we're hoping we can continue going down that road.
What do you think of that Nolan decision for John Scott after the last faceoff and what ensued?
You know, well, it kind of caught me off guard, really. I wasn't paying enough attention to that, you know. But it might have been a good thing that I wasn't paying attention to it. You have to be careful in there. The league has sent out a directive that to be cautious of what you're doing in the last few minutes. You know, they don't want to see that stuff. So I think the referees handled it correctly. I think that they're the people that really take control there, and they have to help the situation. I think they did.
You did have Thorburn up, though, but that wasn't
a plan. It wasn't a plan thing, no. It caught me off guard.
Do you think you might have pulled off?
Well, I might have did some things differently, yeah.
Do you do that? I've never seen you. I can't recall you putting a guy out with the intent to go out and fight or to start something at the end of the game. Is that part of your coaching repertoire?
Yeah, I can't say I've never done it, because I think I have done it, you know. But the game's changed too, eh? And up here in the National League, there's a lot of eyes and a lot of people are watching. And I'm not talking the public, I'm talking the league and stuff. So you have to be intelligent there, so I think you... I don't know that gets done, really. I don't know, at the end of the game, I don't know that it really gets... much done. In the old days, it was wilder because there was line brawls. It would be 5-5, you know, the whole benches and stuff, but I don't know if that's there anymore. There's rules to keep that away. But teams and players don't forget, however you want to send your message. They all recognize.
Do